Hi. I'll wait till you guys hop on here. All right, I decided to try something a little different. I haven't done a podcast in quite some time. I actually, let me see, when was the last time I actually did a podcast? Let's see, I gotta put my glasses on here. Hey, Chris, how are you? All right, so what I'm going to do here is the reason why the mic is sitting in front of my face is because I'm currently recording audio for what I'm talking about right now. And the reason why is because I realized the last time I had done a podcast was April 1st, 2020. Let me see here. Was that even an... Yeah, so April Fool's Day, April 1st, 2020 was the last time that I did a podcast. Now, if you guys didn't know, I host a podcast. It's called The Popcorn Sessions. You can find it at anchor.fm, anchor.fm/The Popcorn Sessions. Plural, The Popcorn Sessions. I'll share a link on my Facebook page as well. So what I wanted to do, I was like, well, what can I talk about? I don't have a guest with me. It's just me. I mean, I guess I could sit here and ramble, but how boring would that be? So I came up with the idea, well, let me go live with you guys on Facebook. And if you have any questions for me, what I would do is say the question so that it's recorded for the podcast and then answer said question. So let's see how it goes. Let me scroll back here and catch up with some of your comments. Chris is in the house. Mark Ian's here. Hi, Danielle. How are you? Charles is here. Hi, from Vegas. How are you? Elizabeth's in the house. Miss you guys. I miss all of you guys. I used to do a live stream every Saturday through Facebook, but the Mix 100 page while I was on air. Unfortunately, I have to put that on pause only because I did get another job and my hours are just not conducive with being able to do the live stream as well for Mix. So I would love to know if you guys have any questions for me. Let's try to keep things PC. Right now I've got 7 people hanging out with me on my live stream, which is through Facebook. That is Synergy, Sinnag. If you want to hop over there and then watch the live stream with me right now and ask me a question, I would love to answer your question. All right, let's see here. Mark is here. Charles, I went to the auto parts yard the other day and totally thought about you. Yeah, that was a great time. I think that video is on my DJ page as well in the archived collection of videos. So if you haven't liked my DJ page yet, please do on Facebook. And then you could always click on the videos tab. When I went to the auto parts store to look for a replacement tail light, which was quite fun, quite entertaining, to say the least. Elizabeth's question. I've got Elizabeth asking, am I going to get the vaccine? You better believe I'm getting the vaccine. I never, you know, this is a hot button topic for sure. Vaccines. And I'm going to give my opinion. I feel in my heart that we have not ended up as humans being able to live to 90s into 100. If it wasn't for scientific research that had been done, you know, centuries ago, which led to vaccines for polio or mono or whatever, vaccines that came out back in the early 20th century, in the 19-teens and the 1920s, etc., where people were dying at the age of 26. It's because research had shown if we get vaccinated, our longevity keeps going. You know, our ability to live into late in life and become elderly is all due to science and research. And, you know, I just don't understand how people don't think we got to this place in our lives to be able to live to be 100 years old without doing the necessary research and finding that vaccines are a part of that reason. So absolutely, I believe in science. I believe in research. And you better believe I'm going to be getting that vaccine. So thank you, Elizabeth, for that question. I appreciate it. I'm going to scroll back here and see what other questions. Charles, trying to connect since Florida. When am I going to get you here in Vegas? Well, hopefully when travel is a little more conducive and we're not sitting in the middle of a pandemic so that we can actually go do things. Charles had that question when I was going to get to Vegas. I just don't feel comfortable with traveling yet right now. Also because, you know, things aren't operating like normal. Nightclubs or restaurants being in full capacity, etc. So, you know, when we get through this pandemic, I know a lot of things will go ahead and lift and hopefully start to get back to normal. All right, let me pick another question here. Mark asks what my favorite sushi restaurant is. My favorite sushi restaurant here in Denver would probably have to be Hapa in Cherry Creek. Hapa, it's spelled H-A-P-A. Hapa Sushi Restaurant is phenomenal. It's here in Cherry Creek in Denver. Thank you, Mark, for that question. I appreciate that. Let's see. Samantha's in the house. Hi, Samantha. Charles, I went to get a part for my car at the auto parts. Yeah, I saw that, Charles. And again, if you want to scroll back on some of my videos, you'll see the time that I went to the auto parts store and looked for a brake light. It was quite amusing, for sure. And that's what Charles is talking about. All right, Danielle has a question. They would like to know, when COVID-19 is no longer a threat, can we hang out when we take Maggie out west? Again, as much as I would love to be able to hang out with you guys, I think I've told you this before, being involved with Mix 100 and being on air at Mix 100, it is frowned upon to socialize with people that have, even if it's become friendly, that are listeners of the radio station. It's for safety measures, obviously. It's not that I don't trust you. I did hang out with one of the listeners, this is years ago, one time, and I didn't get in trouble for it necessarily, but they do frown upon that just because of safety measures. I'm sure you can understand why that is. Now, it's different if I'm out for the radio station and I'm doing a remote, usually with fellow coworkers, and in an environment where there could be, you know, security in place, etc. There's a lot of wackadoos out there, unfortunately. So yeah, that's just frowned upon. But thank you so much, Danielle, for your question. I wish that weren't the case, but it is. Let's see. Charles, he's saying goodbye. Thank you so much for coming to hang out. I certainly appreciate it. If you guys would like to listen back on this podcast, you can find it on my podcast page through anchor.fm/The Popcorn Sessions, and it'll be dated today. So you can always look back if you would like to hear your question answered. If you ask a question, which is a prompt, I hope you will ask me a question. Charles, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Stay safe and healthy. Hi, Rosemary. How are you? Great to see you. Leo's in the house. Howard's here. How are you? I miss all of you. Hi, Ivy. All right. Mark says Hapa is his favorite sushi restaurant as well. It's so yummy. All right. All right, Elizabeth. She said she got an A in her sign language class last semester. That is fantastic. Congratulations. I'm wondering if you guys have any questions for me. I'm doing a podcast right now. I'd rather stick to questions that you have, if that's okay, please, because I'm trying to get content for this podcast. So any questions that you might have for me, post them in the bottom there, and I would love to answer them for you. Hi, Maria's here. Maria. Markian, this is not a normal live stream that you guys are used to. So it's funny because for over 4 years, I did a live stream through Mix 100's Facebook page. And there were certain things that I would do every week, like show people my socks because I wear crazy socks, etc. This is not a normal podcast. This is something that I'm just doing for fun through my DJ page. This is not a normal live stream, rather. Sorry about that. I'm recording a podcast right now. Let me see if I could turn the camera around here and show you what it's looking like. I'm recording right now. See how the sound waves are going? So I will be uploading this to the Popcorn Sessions on anchor.fm. So that's why I'm not doing a normal live stream where I'm showing you my socks, etc., or any of the fun things like that, like a thought-provoking question of the day. None of that normal stuff, guys. I am recording a podcast based on your questions. So I would love it if you have any questions for me that I could answer. Again, let's keep it PC, please. So let me scroll here and see what else. Michael's here. Hi, Jennifer. How are you? Cody. Yes, it has been a while. I'm doing well. Thank you. Staying healthy. Rosemary's well. Hey, Keith. How are you? I am staying well, thank you. All right, Danielle's question. Has the restrictions in your area become stricter in the past few months? They got tightened up, and now they're starting to loosen up again, which is nice. Restaurants are still only at, I believe, 50% capacity, maybe even less than that. Unfortunately, that means that my DJing has not resumed. For those of you that don't know, I DJ professionally outside of the radio station, which was my main source of income. That's why I had to stop the live stream through Mix 100's page on Saturdays, because my schedule was just not allowing for me to have that extra time. I do need to rest. I am human. Imagine that. And so that's the reason why I haven't been doing the live stream through Mix 100's page in quite a while. As soon as my schedule goes back to normal and I'm able to DJ for a living and I don't have to have a secondary job, I'll go back to doing the live stream again. So yes, the restrictions got a little stricter, but they did loosen up a little, but not fully unrestricted, unfortunately. So, Howard, Ivy, just a happy birthday. All right, guys, any questions? All right, Maria asks, how do I feel about the COVID vaccine? A question earlier from Elizabeth was, was I going to get the vaccine? I absolutely will when it, hits, my age group or necessity, whatever that group is. I absolutely will be getting the vaccine. You better believe it. We have not gotten to this place in our lives with longevity and people living into 100 years old without science, without being vaccinated. I firmly believe in vaccinations. I do not believe all of these conspiracy theories that are so rampant these days, and these opinion-based everything, and it's making people lose their minds, and I just don't understand it. So I believe the COVID vaccine will work. I want to get back to normal sooner rather than later. Again, I've been one of those financially impacted by this pandemic, like so many millions of other people. So, and clearly people still don't understand that when you wear a mask, you should also cover your nose because your nose and your mouth are connected. I feel that we're not going to get through this unless we all get vaccinated. All right, let me keep going on here. Rosemary, how am I doing through the pandemic? I'm holding up. I am a little bit saddened, to say the least. Again, that people don't understand when you wear a mask, you should cover your nose and your mouth. I think that's one of the reasons why it's continuing to spread. Someone could be positive, not even know that they're positive, feel completely healthy and normal, but they're carrying the virus. And because they're forced to wear a mask because they have to go into a store, so they wear it covering their mouth only, and they're breathing out through their nose, and they're just breathing out those invisible water molecules carrying the COVID virus. It was a little disheartening to watch the football season this year, to see all the players and coaches on the sidelines or fans in the stands not wearing their masks correctly. And then the following week, all these players would test positive. I wonder why that is. So I'm holding up. I am healthy. That's the most important thing. I would love to get back to normal and DJing in clubs again. That's my passion. I miss it terribly. And from the financial standpoint, clearly I miss it for financial reasons. But other than that, listen, I can't complain. I'm healthy. Knock on wood, I have not gotten COVID. When I come into the studio here, I sanitize everything from the armrests on this chair to the side of the microphone where people might touch the computer mouses, the keyboards, all the knobs, everything. And then I go home. And if I'm out, I wear a mask that covers my nose and my mouth, constantly using hand sanitizer and washing my hands. I've always been a pretty big obsessive hand washer anyway to begin with. I think that's another thing. People are gross. People just don't wash their hands. Hopefully that practice has been put at bay with the pandemic, and people are getting used to the fact that you need to wash your hands all the time. Thank you for the question, Rosemary. All right, let's see. Elizabeth, do I do the podcast in the mix studio, or this is a side studio to the mix studio. I don't know if you can see the mix logo behind me. This is just one of the side production studios that I'm using. So yes, I am in the radio station right now. I go on air at 7. So I am here to do additional work, and I had this idea to do this podcast with you guys. Thanks for the question, Elizabeth. Jody's here. Hi. All right. I will post the link to this podcast on my Facebook page that you're watching this right now. For those of you that are watching the live stream, it's on my Facebook page, Synergy, SINNA-G. So if you follow me there, I will share the podcast link on that page if you'd like to listen back. All right, let me see if I can find some more questions here. Keith did a podcast interview today on a colleague's cast, and I'm considering doing more and possibly eventually. Any tips on hosting one? Make sure you are in a room that doesn't echo. You don't want to be in a room with tile floors or wood floors or lots of windows. The only reason I can get away with it in this room with these windows being behind me, because what you don't see are large soundproof panels on the walls. Invest in a decent microphone, and you don't need an extravagant, expensive software to record a podcast in. You can use Adobe. You can use, what's another one? Audacity is a great one, user-friendly, that you can record into and edit. And that's really about it. I mean, sound is very important. Another idea I say is put music. I will go back into this podcast that I'm recording right now, and I'm going to add music underneath it. Make sure the levels that the music is not drowning you out. What you're trying to say, make sure it's really under you. And that's just being able to listen when you throw that music in there. That's it, really. Any other tip that I have? I've seen a lot of successful podcasts happen because they stay true to a certain format, like review. A friend of mine does a podcast called Wait, Rewind That. And what they do is they review movies. It's super cute. It's fun. They do a lot of 80s movies, underground movies that you might not ever have heard of. It's called Wait, Rewind That. That's the name again. My friends Jared and James do that podcast. And that's what they talk about on every podcast. They review movies. So it's one like format. Mine is an open format. I tend to have guests sometimes. Sometimes I don't. I don't have an actual singular format that I stick to. I just basically open the mic and have a guest and we talk about something. Or like this, I came up with this idea earlier today, and that's how I've never done this before, linking the two together, where I'm getting questions from you guys on my live stream through Facebook, and yet I'm recording into this microphone, into Adobe, and that's what I will end up uploading as the podcast, is me talking and answering your questions. So mine is an open format. So either find a particular format and then stick to that, whether it be talking about science or whether it's reviewing music or reviewing movies, and do that all the time, or decide that you're just going to have an open format. Sometimes I wish I did have a singular kind of idea and stuck to that, because I think those are the most successful podcasts, in my opinion. But hey, I'm not doing this to become rich and famous. I'm doing this just because it's fun to me. So good luck, Keith. Thank you for the question. I hope I helped answer that for you. All right, Danielle, are the DJs there doing home remote shows? Yes, Danielle, lots of DJs all over the world are doing like DJ sets from home. I started that at the beginning of the pandemic, and I realized that people are just getting inundated with requests to watch this, watch that, watch this live stream, watch that live stream, watch this. And I just felt like mine would get lost in the shuffle. And it's a lot of work. It's not easy to do a live stream. So I just didn't feel like investing that type of energy and work to maybe get one viewer or two viewers. I will let the other DJs get their group of people to watch each and every week, and I wish them the best success in the world. I'm just deciding not to go down that route. Plus, with my other job right now, I just don't have that luxury. Unfortunately, Elizabeth asks, how's Super Granny? Super Granny, for those of you that don't know, is my 96-year-old grandmother. She is doing well. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for asking. She has already gone through her first round of the vaccine. She has her second shot on February 5th. She's feeling amazing, just a little soreness in her arm, and that was it. No side effects whatsoever. But the hairstylist is now back in her assisted living facility, so she's super excited about that, to get her COVID hair cut and colored. It's been a while, so she's really excited. Thank you for asking. Rosemary, yes, I'm complaining about the mask. I said the best news, we are healthy. Excellent, excellent. Maria, Maria, yes to the vaccine. How do you feel when you see someone wearing the mask wrong? Well, I don't want to touch on it again. It's kind of redundant at that point. I honestly, when I see someone wearing a mask with their nose hanging out, I just want to say to them, why wear it? You might as well take it off. You're not doing anything. That's how I feel about it. Maria, thank you so much for your question. Howard says, they don't push the masks. They make you there have to wear masks. I don't know why people don't understand completely. Yes, most places here in the States, you can't even enter a place if you're not wearing a mask. But again, to some people, if they wear their mask covering their mouth only, which I like to call a chin strap, they think that that's sufficient, and actually businesses will allow them to come in. I feel in my heart that businesses or people in authority, like managers of stores or let's say airports where they might pre-record a message about wearing masks, or people when they're posting on social media about wearing masks, or government officials, etc. I think they need to start adding, in order to enter this place, you must wear a mask and it must cover your nose and mouth. Or posts on Facebook, please wear your masks. I see a lot of people saying that, and then it's like a full stop. Please wear your masks, full stop. I think actually when you make a post on social media, you should say, please wear your masks, and make sure they cover your nose and mouth. And I think the more that we just drill that part into people's minds, hopefully they'll get the point. I did share a meme a couple of weeks ago that showed, it was a picture of someone's face. I don't know whose face, it was just of someone's face. And the mask, their nose was hanging out. It was their mask just covering their mouth. And at the bottom of the meme, it said, it's been almost a year now. It takes less time to potty train a toddler. And I just found that hysterical because the irony is not lost on me about that. It takes less time to potty train a toddler than it does to try and convince an adult on why it's important that when wearing a mask, both your nose and your mouth are covered. So, Danielle, walked from the room for a second, but I ask you how you're doing mentally. Is Super Granny coping all right with activities? Yes, Super Granny's actually been on lockdown about a week prior to, well, I can only speak for here in Denver. It was like March 13th, I want to say, that lockdown went into effect. A week prior to that, her facility, they were proactive and they went on lockdown before the county or city implemented that lockdown. So they've been very good at being ahead of everybody else. And mentally, she's fine. Super Granny is somewhat of a solitary creature. She has always been, you know, okay with watching TV or reading books or just kind of hanging out on her own and doing her own thing. It really didn't affect her. How am I doing mentally? I go in and out, to be honest with you. Danielle wanted to know how I'm doing mentally with the pandemic. I'm one of the millions around the world that have been financially impacted by this pandemic. And just because not getting to DJ for a living, which is my absolute passion, has impacted me mentally. I go through waves of depression. I'm human. And I think it's okay to talk about it and admit it and get it out there in the open. It's tough. I'm at the same time finding that I'm somewhat of an introverted extrovert. Because of what I do, I have the gift of gab. Clearly, I'm on the radio. I DJ for a living. I have to be up. I have to be, my energy level's got to be way up here. and just constantly jibber-jabbering, etc. But I'm also noticing that I adore my alone time, and I adore my downtime and my solitude. So it's almost like a 50-50. I find that, you know, sometimes I go through these waves of being depressed and just not wanting to socialize with anybody and just kind of keep closed in. And there's other times that I'm just like, I don't have to talk to anybody. I don't have to go anywhere. So it goes back and forth, and I go up and down, probably like so many of you as well. All right. Thank you, Danielle, for your question. All right, guys. So what I'm doing, if you're just joining, is I'm recording. That's why I have this microphone jabbed in front of my face right now. I'm recording whatever questions you all might have for me, and I'll be uploading that into a podcast. I do have a podcast. It's on anchor.fm/ the Popcorn Sessions, and that's plural. I will be sharing this podcast through my DJ page here on Facebook. So if you have any other questions that you'd like to ask me, I would love to answer that. That was the premise of this, or the idea for this podcast, was to go live on Facebook, take your questions, and record what I'm saying into Adobe, which is a computer program, and then upload it as my podcast. I'll put music behind here when I'm done. Any other questions you might have? I should put the sound of crickets here. I got 10 of you on here with me. Any other questions that you'd like to ask? Ask away. Otherwise, I'm just going to get ready to wrap things up here then, if you guys don't have any questions for me. Because that, again, I didn't come into this with any particular thing to talk about. That's why I wanted to base it off of your questions. So if you have any questions, leave a comment right now below. I'll answer that, and it'll get recorded into this podcast that I'm doing. No other questions, huh? All right. Any other questions? Going once, going twice. All right. All right, guys, I've missed you. I know that I used to do my weekly live stream through the Facebook page, and I put that on pause. Please remember that is only on pause. I will be returning to doing a live stream through the Mix 100 page as soon as we can get through this pandemic. So with that being said, please keep sanitizing, keep washing your hands, stay away from each other if you're not already basically quarantined together in your own home. Wear your masks covering both your nose and your mouths, and be kind to one another. And thanks for all the questions that you guys did ask, and stay safe, stay healthy, stay well. And again, I'm going to edit this and I'm going to upload it. And there are other podcasts on there as well. It's called The Popcorn Sessions. And thanks, guys, so much for hanging out with me, and take care, everybody. Bye.